mentioned the Gemara in Gittin. Briefly, it's Rabbi Shmuel had a son and a daughter. They were both extremely beautiful. They were sold off in Rome as avodim to two different people. The two adonim boasted how handsome their avodim shifcha is. They put them. They both said, "You know what? If we mate them, we'll have just tremendous children." They put them together in a dark room, and all night long, he was crying. How could a Ben Aaron be stooped so low? She was crying. How could Bas Aaron be to an Eved? And the morning when they saw each other, they felt each other's arms, and they died. That's the basic story. The way the Balakinis paints and so on. It's an extraordinary, difficult story to understand the shiftless of how the Kura Bishmol, that was the Kohen Gadol, was the quintessential Kohen Gadol. It says in Sfarim that what Yeshio was to Malachim, Rabbi Shmuel was to Kohen Gadolim. He was extraordinary Kohen Gadol. Not clear if it's the same Rabbi Shmuel, Panachas, Nechnasti, and so on. We spoke about it 1 year. But Akalpanim, why them? What happened over here? The Ramami Panu, one of the Mekubalim, says that he has a Sefer Gilgulim, all sorts of interesting associations. And he says that this was a kapara for, I don't know if he says a Gilgul or kapara, if I don't remember, for Amnon and Tamar. The mice of Amnon and Tamar was also brother and sister, but it was a terrible mice. It cast a tremendous stain on Malchus Beis David. It brought Avshalom into the picture. It was a tremendous, really difficult maisa, and it needed a kapara, just like Mechiras Chayosef ended up in Asarug Malchus. This ended up in this. But I want to just possibly point out the Nakuda. It says by Shimshon Holachacha Enof. And that's why he was Nichshol. That's why he was Nenash Beinov. He said, Yeshori Beinai. In other words, the Sarsur Favera Adeinayim. When they put them into a dark room, each one could sit and think about what this means. Each one understood the tremendous, tremendous hashpala of kahuna gdela, which is one of the princes of Klal Yisrael. And in other words, what Amnon and Tamar were nichshal because of znus, they were misakin. Their ava was the real ava, because it was built on emes. He understood and she understood that the godless Adam of a Bas Ben Koyen doesn't allow you to stoop, no matter how handsome the Eved is or the Shifcha. And with that Hakara, the Ava that they were mistabik was an Ava of Kedusha. And they were Oyla Shemayim with Mesiris Nefesh, with Yichud Hashem. Everything in history has a mahalach. Kadosh Baruch Hu waits. There was a maisa in Klal Yisrael that needed a tikkun, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was meyach af. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose what would happen. It's something that, without being megaled aside, we couldn't have come to it by ourselves. But it's an understanding that we're short-sighted. We go past our eyes and we see things very short-sighted. Kadosh Baruch Hu's re'ia, Kadosh Baruch Hu's stakel ba'alma from beginning to the end, at Soif Kaladeris, understanding that there was a mice in Klal Yisrael's fabric, Bnei David had such a terrible mice, there would come a time when a brother and sister would be megala de ava, bligvul of Kedusha, be mistabik, because of the hakara of Kedusha's kahuna, and v'mistabik to bar oilam ba'avi gemura. Esnovi, Hakasi, Shemino, Hazima.